I Tell Stories is brought to you by Somewhere, Cannabis Dispensary, Portland, Oregon, Hillock Supply, and people like you.
It was all I could think about. Bottles of rum we drinking now. Get off my stool, I'm thinking how my brethren next to me sinking scowls. Pass that shit with a winking smile. Marijuana, huge stinking pal. Muskets and sabers could drink them now. Background piano with a blinking style. Friends with Benjamin, but we some veterans. And if you got a scheme, we consider bring after them pieces, after them dividends. Trying to rise from the seasons we living in.
Hey, me friend. I have just,
Are you a pirate?
Woke up late. Shut up. I woke up late and, had me traditional Scottish breakfast of, a bacon link, Lorne sausage, black pudding and haggis and baked beans with fried mushrooms and tomatoes. Okay. And some tatty scones. a couple of pints or two as well. Yeah, I don't know. What did you have for breakfast? Was it any of this stuff, my Scottish friend?
No, I had... I did have a breakfast Reuben, and I didn't have him hold the eggs, but it was corned beef and sauerkraut and Russian rye with Russian dressing at the party. So, yeah, I'll take that over my people's standard breakfast. In fact, did you know that the Greeks first wrote about Scotland in 320 BC? I wonder if they wrote, gee, their food sucks. I'd rather have a gyro and spanakopita with some baklava for dessert.
Oh, my goodness. What the fuck's a Lorne's sausage, my friend? I didn't look that up.
I don't. I'm not unclear, and I'm okay with that. You know, some things are better left unexamined.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I just looked that up. I was like, what's this traditional Scottish breakfast? And that's what comes up. You know, so these things are real. All right, guys, I'm just letting you know, putting it out there.
Yeah!
This is I Tell Stories versus Scotland, I feel. And this is, you know, because Owen's Scottish, and I think, like, we should definitely make a point of poking fun at ourselves. Because that's how you do it, right?
For honor!
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, I would love to go there. I'll get there eventually. It looks absolutely gorgeous, and I am proud of... You know, the Scottish heritage especially, but it is super silly. And yeah, if you can't laugh at yourself, like, we couldn't do this because we make fun of
everything.
The universe because it's a crazy place.
Yeah. Do your relatives have a castle? Just curious. I'm sure they do.
I don't think so. I think we were kind of the peasants. But I did have to ponder when I saw that the oldest tree in Europe is a yew tree in Fortingall. It's estimated, some reports say like 2,000 to 3,000. Some say 5,000. So that's a big... But I wonder, you know, have any of my ancestors, after some whiskey, have peed on said tree?
I'm sure.
It's a distinct possibility.
A yew tree, huh?
I think Y-E-W, not like,
yeah.
Not like a female sheep, but...
Yeah. So anyway, no, dude, that's legit. Hey, I was asking about the castle thing because... there's an estimated 3,000 castles in Scotland. You know that?
I knew they had more per square mile than anywhere. I don't remember if it was in Europe just specifically or in the world. But pretty dense with castles.
Dense castle builders. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
It equals one castle for every 100 square miles of Scotland. There's a fucking castle, guys. So... You know, I always thought it was kind of BS. Like, oh, yeah, everybody just has a fucking castle. Well, apparently in Scotland, they do.
He's got a pony and a castle.
Yeah. Hey, fun fact. I know people in Shetland, and I've said this before on the show, and Shetland ponies are a fucking problem, guys. They're like raccoons, apparently. It's been some time since I've talked to them. I did some shows in Great Falls, and I actually met... some people that moved to Scotland, and one's a tattoo artist and does some stuff down there. But yeah, the one time I did talk to him, his name's Chad. He said that they were a nuisance for real.
So I'm sure he's aware that the national animal is the unicorn.
I know, that's amazing, is it not? You know what that's actually based off of? I do know something about that. Marco Polo was a fucking liar. Okay, right? Does everybody know this? Do you know that? Okay, he was a pretty big liar. Okay, it's well known, and he was even made fun of after he got back from his ventures. He was famous, but everybody thought he was full of shit. So he's made fun of because he was full of shit in his own country of like Portugal or something, I think. I can't remember where he's from. But anyway, nonetheless, the reason why it's the national animal is because when he was on his trip around the world, Marco Polo said he's seen unicorns in Scotland. And that's why. So
well, maybe he just found some really good mushrooms.
Well, yeah, they do like them for breakfast, apparently. Hey, you know what's funny about travel is the world's shortest commercial flight is in Scotland, which connects two of their islands. The flight can be finished in 47 seconds, and it spans a distance of just 1.7 miles. Nothing.
I did see that.
Yeah, nothing like our friend Armin.
That's one of them.
Sorry. No, it's cool. Nothing like our friend Mr. Koivin and his skiing. You know, that was a different kind of flight. Yeah, so no.
So those are two of the 790 approximate islands.
That's insane. Yeah, I wonder,
why is it approximately? Like, they couldn't finish. They're just like, we got this. It's a fucking lot.
It's a lot of fucking islands. Yeah. My Scottish. I'm a pirate. I don't even know. Hey, you know what? Scottish people are famously pirates. Scottish and Irish people. You know, that's a thing. Scotland is the birthplace of golf, guys. Did we know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I certainly did. Robin Williams' bid on the Scottish inventing golf is can't be oversold as pure brilliance. Of all the beautiful things Robin Williams did, that's up there. So look that up.
Nice. Nah, he's got a lot of cool shit, man. Yeah.
But yeah, it's priceless.
It has been played
in
there.
The 15th century, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. I was just about to say that. Thank you. I wonder what their golf clubs look like. That's what I'm very interested in. I mean, I don't know. Huh. Yeah, probably pretty ornate. I'm sure it was a rich person's game, not unlike today.
I don't know if it was back then. You know, like prisoners eating lobster and peasants playing golf. I'm not sure on that. But
oh, yeah, yes. That was amazing on the Lobster Boy episode. Good call.
Thistle is the national flower, which sounds very appropriate for Scotland.
God. Thistle. Yeah, it sounds. Even the thistle is like the definition of like an abrasive thing, like don't touch that. Say a word.
There are three official languages in Scotland: English, Scots, and Scottish Gaelic.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool. People speak Gaelic in Canada. Apparently, there's a province there where like that's their language. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the only places in the world where it's spoke. So, I don't know.
Spokane,
thank you. Not unlike our friend Man with No Name from Spokane, Washington. I wonder where he, what he knows about Scotland. I don't feel like calling him right now. I just felt like bringing his name up. You know, the world's first international football match was played between Scotland and England's national teams in 1872. It was played at the West of Scotland Cricket Club. That's a fact. I don't know why that's versus Scotland. We're just telling Scottish stuff now. There's a lot of fun things about Scotland. I do know that there's a lot of inventors from Scotland, and that's not included in this episode. You might have to reach back at a later time. Water is essentially free for the average household in Scotland. Scot families simply pay for the connection of the water, but not for how much they use. That's fucking pretty cool. Okay, Scotland.
Yeah.
All right. All right,
I wonder even if they're up on Ben Nevis, which is the tallest point in Scotland, reaching 1,345 meters, which is 4,411 feet.
That's amazing.
That's like a hill or a trash heap at the dump in Billings out here, but on a little island, you know, that's up there, I suppose.
Yeah, I bet you there's a castle up there.
Most likely.
Just saying.
Oh, my shopping cart has a castle on it.
What do they sell at Costco? I don't know. Do they have a Costco? Scottsco?
They certainly wouldn't sell you the Kelpie sculpture of two gigantic horse heads. It's one of the main tourist attractions in Falkirk.
What? I don't know any of those. I never even... Okay, nice. I would ask
Kelpies.
You... Kelpies. Yeah, that's amazing.
There are more than 6,000 lochs in Scotland.
Which would be lakes, right? Correct? Like,
kind yes. of,
yeah.
Yeah, not master lochs. Like.
Right. Or Shirley lochs. A lot of those are in San Francisco and Compton, I feel. Go ahead.
I was just speaking of the Lox, the first Nessie sighting was 565 A.D. Legend has it that St. Columba reported a water beast attacking the Irish monk's servant, which I didn't know monks had servants, but...
Oh, yeah. That drunk monks and beating up punks was their, that's what they was doing back then. Irish monks were like, there was a warrior monk class back then in those little village areas and whatnot and shit. I don't even know. I was trying to go somewhere with that, but I kind of lost it. Hey, guess what? The highest proportion of red-haired people in the world is in Scotland. Surprise, surprise. About 13% of the Scottish population has red hair, while 40% carry the recessive redhead gene. I'll be damned, you know?
Huh.
I wonder where that comes from, you know? Because, like, what advantage is that? Like, I want you to see...
I don't know, but so there are lots of redheads at the first Highland Games in the 11th century, I imagine.
Oh, probably so.
Where hammer throwing and haggis hurling were some of the events you could compete in.
Was it hag hurling or haggis hurling? I'm unsure.
Like, it said haggis, okay. I thought.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, hurling sheep's stomach filled with... Yeah, I could have that wrong, but...
I don't know.
Wrong, Braveheart was actually the nickname of Robert the Bruce, but good old Mel Gibson decided to use it for the title. I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't either. That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Mel.
Yeah.
Mel.
The very small town of Bonnybridge has over 300 reports of UFO sightings each year.
Hell yeah. All right, go Bonnybridge. Hey, Bonnybridge, you better be listening, motherfuckers. Pints up, all right? You know, I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, and here's one that's actually like a point of contention with some where I'm just like, whatever, let's all be so grateful that fried chicken exists.
Oh, my God, yes.
But... A British cookbook in 1747 perfectly describes a Scottish recipe for, it doesn't use the words fried chicken.
Well, yeah.
But it basically is. And then that's, you know, some say it was just stolen from slave tradition. But I mean, it's like, either way, I'm just glad fried chicken is like, thank you, whoever, like.
Right. Whoa.
So maybe the Scottish, and maybe that gives me some like hope for my people, like having something good to do with culinary. I guess scones are good if they're done right. But
right. I'm pretty sure it was proven though that like it's like a definite that the Scottish invented fried chicken. I think that's a real thing. I'm gonna double check that.
Okay. Because I saw somebody who's like all heated about it. Like,
oh, I'm sure they
like,
were.
Damn, let's just be glad it's here.
I'm sure they were.
But yeah. Anyway.
Nonetheless.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I actually saw that years ago on a TV.
That's fantastic.
On a, you know, Food Network thing, but I revisited it and just tried to read as much as I could. Again, I have no definitive proof, but...
Right. Hey, fun fact. The world's first color photograph was taken of tartan ribbon in Scotland. I don't know what tartan ribbon is, do you?
No, I don't.
A tartan ribbon. Yeah, I don't have a clue what a tartan ribbon is, so I think we're on the same note there. Maybe we should have looked some more of this up, but this is kind of lighthearted fun, guys. We just want to explore Scotland, and I was hoping to make more fun of it, to be honest, but, you know, there's quite a bit of cool shit about Scotland, and this reminds me of a good life lesson, guys. Sometimes you want to judge things too quickly. Like, I wouldn't have assumed a lot of things that I know about Scotland now from the beginning of, like, when me and Owen first started doing the show. I've seen a lot of actually really neat shit, a lot of good inventions. Like, wasn't even the fucking, the fax machine, was that a Scottish guy?
I think that was English, but... Mm. Or no, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was Scottish. Yep.
See?
Yeah, same island. It was right on the border.
That's pretty... Oh, my goodness. Where was this one at? I did see one about Edinburgh that was kind of cool, but I might have to settle for something else. The United Kingdom's most remote bar is the Old Forge pub in Scotland. To get there, you can either take a 7-mile ferry or hike 1 mile over rough terrain. That's some dedication to get to something like that.
Step aside.
And then the walk back might suck if you enjoy a few pints with
right,
you know, the locals.
Yeah, hopefully there's a hotel there or something, you know? I don't even know, man. Scotland had cave dwellers until 1915. Then it was outlawed. Sounds like California, guys. Just saying.
432 people own half of the land in Scotland. However, the right to roam laws allow most of the country's privately owned land to be freely walked on and used as long as you leave no trace behind. You can't go walking through someone's house or anything, but you can usually walk across their farmland, which is not something we do here because, you know, we're American. So, that seems all right, though, but I don't know. That could be problematic in some situations, I feel. Edinburgh, a place that is in Scotland, wanted to build a replica of the Parthenon, bigger and cheaper, to be their national monument. Construction started in 1826, but due to the lack of funds, was left unfinished in 1829. It has been nicknamed Edinburgh's Disgrace. What the fuck? That's kind of funny. All right. Scottish people. And then we all know the bagpipes were invented in ancient Egypt and were brought to Scotland by the Roman invaders, don't we? And that's a pretty big deal in Scotland.
The Scottish still don't get the joke.
No, they do not. What a thing. Scotland only has 6 officially recognized cities. Do you know them, Owen? Scottish man, McDonald?
Aberdeen, Glasgow, Edinburgh. That's it.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you got 3 of the 6, bro, for sure. Dundee is another one. Stirling. The Battle of Stirling, I'm assuming.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, and Inverness? Inverness?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of all those. I didn't know that they named a town after Crocodile Dundee, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is fantastic.
I'm sure that's where it came from.
I love that Parthenon thing. What was going on there? There's some other shit. Scotland has been known to try big things and go broke. Sometime in history, they actually tried to settle like a little area kind of by Panama, and it was supposed to like save the country and shit, and they basically landed on this spot that looked great during a certain time of year, but like the rest of the time of the year the ships couldn't leave port, so they couldn't trade, they couldn't do anything, and they all like starved and died kind of unfortunately, and it was a big deal back then.
It seemed a little warm for Scottish people most of the year in Panama.
Right, well, and could have been Panama. It was like South America. Anyway, but it was during the, you know.
Either way.
Yeah.
A little toasty.
Well, it was around the same time when Spain was down there and everybody was trying to get their piece of the American pie, I guess, of the time. Let's see. Yeah. Scotland has its own version of Stonehenge. The Colonish stones, they were built around 3000 BC on the Isle of Lewis, and no one knows why the stones were erected. How come we don't hear about these stones, Scotland? I don't know. You know, why did I see nothing about the Mel Gibson statue? Or, or William Wallace's sword being stolen? Those are things. We've covered these things, Owen.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. I'm very interested in what an Irish, or a Scot- Irish, oh my god, jeez, a Scottish cave dweller would look like. That sounds like a thing to look at. Hey, you know what else is funny when we talk about all this sort of stuff is Finland, right? Finland's kind of a funny place. And we were talking about it recently, and you were talking about something that had to do with, like, them basically being like, leave us alone and keep us out. And I revisited Finnish jokes, and I found this thing where they compiled, if you can tell if this is a Finnish jokes and Finglish faux pas, right, is what it is. But so here's the deal, is when people who speak English Americans come to their country, they put weird shit on the menu to mess with them. And so he compiled Finglish menu items that are kind of strange just to mess with American people who come over, specifically, apparently, as part of their humor. So,
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Also sick and demented, but fucking brilliant. Sorry. And,
yes. Okay. These have all been printed truly. Restaurant names are going to be withheld, right? So, anyway, let's see here. The cock is recommending today's beef. Was on the menu. The house's tart is called Tortu in Finnish and is warm. Okay. Just weird shit like that. Traditional Finnish pea soup. This week is bird meat week, but we also have a good selection of mammal meat. Yeah.
Oh, that wacky Finnish humor. I had higher hopes. I thought they, like, would tell somebody, you know, like, oh, we'll put, you know, like, make up some fish or whatever. Like, this is, you know, rotten eel pie. That's, like, something the English would actually eat. There is something like jellied eels and, like, eel pie and,
Wait, children's hamburger is served with the French pizzas after clock 21 or not. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, that one's good. I like that one.
Coat cheese and pepper and minced balls. Anyway, so food giant Kesko renames meatless meatballs now simply balls. That was another, and it shows like a whole thing. Anyway, sorry about that. I don't even know what Kesko is. They called it comedy gold dust is what this guy calls it. It's kind of funny. But anyway, there's some Finnish stuff, guys, with our Scottish stuff. I just thought maybe that would be funnier too. Finland, fuck. We're trying to get you in the show, Finland. Right, get you in the ball game. Where are you on the world stage besides skiing and methamphetamine? We don't know. I don't know. Maybe we need to do a Finland episode.
Maybe.
Do you have anything
live
else?
Live from Helsinki.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if they let us. God.
Yeah, big if.
They'd be like, we will serve you lamb balls. Yeah. So, anyway...
Speaking of being allowed in places, Steven Seagal is still allowed at half the petting zoos in Iowa.
That's fantastic. Do you think Steven Seagal could go to Finland? Would they let him in there? I don't know.
I don't know. They'd probably have to like weigh the ponytail and make sure it was under limit.
Yeah. Finnish are logical thinkers as well. A Finnish wife asked her software engineer husband, "Hey, could you go to the shop for me and get a liter of milk? And if they have eggs, get six." The husband returns with 6 liters of milk. "Why on earth did you buy 6 liters of milk?" the wife asks. "They had eggs." That's a Finnish joke, guys. Anyway, I don't know. So,
do they have crickets in Finland? They should.
Yeah, somewhere in the woods. Man, you wacky Finns. Hey, dude, Scotland's...
You wacky Finn.
Oh, man. Nonetheless, dude, I love Scotland. It's amazing. I think I am allowed over there. We may have to do that. So, it's a possibility.
I looked. It wasn't very much. I forget what... I think I looked at, like, September, and it was, like, $750 or something round trip from Billings.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to...
I mean, I don't know that this year, and it'll definitely go up, but... Still, I was surprised. I would have thought at least double that, or roughly double that.
Right. Nice. Well, I encourage all you people out there to look into Scotland and, you know, make sure you understand that it's actually a pretty cool place, and not all of them are aggressive, abusive drunks, okay? And also, one of my favorite fucking commercials of all time. Okay, I don't think it could get aired today, but I actually don't see why not. But it's the Skittles commercial, right? Wasn't that it? Where it's like, "I'm Scotch Crean," and it's the Korean guy with the bagpipe. That's so funny. Oh my God. Anyway,
I love Korean barbecue, so you know that would
fantastic
make my people's food better.
Yes, I am with you on that. I understand where you're coming from, my friend. Well, hey, everybody out there in podcast land, you don't forget to stop by pitlocksupply.com and get yourself a shirt. Makes you look smarter. Stop by Cold Smoke in Billings, Montana. If you're around, check Owen out. Also, if you want to support the show and enable us to do bigger and better things, which mainly I just want to, like, do some cool shit for people. So, and if we're going to start getting to some of those points and, you know, check our social media and maybe we'll have some updates for you. But, nonetheless, I hope everybody out there has a good day or evening.
Much love, everybody.